So can you describe the moment of getting drafted?
Man, it's really a blessing. I've just been sitting around waiting, just watching, you know, talking to teams on the phone and everything. And then all of a sudden get a call from Green Bay. It's just really a blessing just to get my name called and just get drafted.
Are you strictly an outside linebacker?
Well, I'm a dual pretty much. I can do put my hand down and rush the passer, or I can drop. That's what I did in college.
Do they see you as a pass rusher here?
Yes, they do. They see me as a pass rusher, and I don't know what else they're going to ask me to do, but whatever they ask me to do, I'll do it. But most likely, I think I'm going to be a pass rusher for the most part.
Kendall, how many visits did you take during the pre-draft process, and kind of what was your impression of Green Bay?
I actually took one visit, and that was to Green Bay, and I just had a couple phone calls, and, you know, Tampa Bay coach came down here to visit me back home. But me thinking about Green Bay, it was just a nice homey place for me because I come from a small town, like, and I'm not really a big city person, so I think Green Bay is perfect for me and how everything went.
Kendall, the numbers that you put up on your pro day, you know, the 40 time and all that, was that where you're pretty much looking to perform at, or did that catch you by surprise at all?
Well, I have ran that fast when I was lighter, when I was like 225, 230, but you know, me being 250 now, like, I really didn't know how fast. My time wasn't what it was at the pro day, but I knew that I was going to run pretty fast. And I mean, God blessed me to run that fast, so I'm still thankful for that, too.
What aspects of his game does he think he has to, you know, improve upon as he moves to the pros?
I think I just need to work on my pass rushing skills and stuff like that. I'm a speed guy, but I need to learn how to use my hands more when it comes to, you know, tackles that have good fast feet and good feet and everything like that.
Kendall, how'd you end up at Southeast Missouri State?
Well, I was a late qualifier coming out of high school. My high school wasn't very big, and I mean, I went to Arkansas, had Ole Miss, like, big schools looking at me, and then, you know, my grades and ACT score wasn't where it should have been, so I was a late qualifier coming out, and Southeast Missouri offered me full rides. And ever since then, I mean, I fell in love with it. It was a great place, great coaches and everything.